Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Happy Sunday, 9/11. Wow, 15 years. I can't believe it. My prayers go out to all the families commemorating. And, well, it's been a couple weeks since I've been on the air. Some of you may know me from various shows. Over the years, I've been doing this for about, 20 years. Well, actually, since I was a small child, but who counts that? You know, those of you that know me, I'm known for being very specific. Whenever I do a session, I like my clients to write everything down. If you've gone to readers before, you know, everybody works a little bit differently. We get messages in different ways. I like to sort of work with my clients. You know, I vibe and interpret what I get. And I just urge you all to write it down, even if it doesn't make sense. You know, I call it psychic amnesia. I find that somewhere, somehow, it has placement. What's the topic for tonight? I have a feeling there's been a lot of relationship stuff in the air lately, at least in my private sessions as of the past couple. You know, Mercury retrograde could have some dealing with this, but it has been relationship. Usually I do about 50% relationship and then 50% business, and of course, you know, my mediumship always comes through in every session. For some reason tonight, I keep hearing the name David. I'm wondering if I'm going to talk to a caller that has an issue with somebody named David. But to all you women and men out there, if you're listening, listen, if you're in a relationship, you know, and 9 out of 10 times, I just have to say, as women and even men, look, you know if the relationship in your heart is not going well. I do so many readings sometimes where, you know, my client already knows this, and sometimes I feel as if they're calling just for confirmation or they want me to tell them something opposite. And of course, you know, I always go with what I get. But, you know, so many times we're stuck in dysfunction, and we have to learn to let things go in order to bring something better in and create a better relationship, what I refer to in my sessions as a higher vibration. I mean, if you keep doing the same thing, you're going to get the same results. And I guess this is what's on my mind tonight, because I've just had so many sessions lately where, you know, it's like, just move on. You know, if he's sitting on the couch and you're supporting him and it's been 5 years and, you know, you have to look at the reality. And I think sometimes we romanticize relationships and we think we can change them. And sometimes, let's face it, women, we like to be caretakers. You know, we like to fix. We call it the fix-it dilemma with some women. But nothing's going to change if nothing changes. So if you need change in your life, you know, that goes for business, that goes for anything. You know, you've got to take a contrary action. So I think tonight's show is about letting the path go, moving on, you know, creating whatever it is for yourself that you want. You know, first it comes with visualizing it and believing it. And then that's when things can change. I will get names, I will get dates, you know, very specific in my sessions. I urge you guys, you know, if you haven't had a session with me, I'm running a special just for those on Blog Talk Radio. If you do go to my website and book, I will give you an equal session free, which 9 out of 10 times anyways, there's never enough time, and I end up going over a lot in my sessions. So it's good to check in, you know, 3 or 4 weeks after the initial session anyways. So I'm going to get to some callers. You know, please keep it to one question. I really get flooded with information, so I could go on and on and on. But if we could keep it to one question, but sometimes, you know, the spirits come through with what they want to deliver and what message that is. and we'll just kind of see how it goes. Something else on my mind this evening, you know, it's just really about, I like to empower my clients, you know. It's not just about them calling to get answers. It's really about working with people to learn how to use their own tools and their own intuition and follow your gut and your instincts. So many times we're just stuck in the day-to-day, you know, doldrum, I guess you want to call it, and we just become complacent. And, you know, if your soul is telling you to do something else, pay attention, you know, do something contrary. Another thing I like to do with my clients is I say, hey, you know what, do one thing this month that you would never normally do out of your comfort zone, you know, if that's a cooking class or going hiking, perhaps you're not an outdoor person, just to sort of, you know, change the energy around you, bring new people in, new opportunities. It's surprising when we get out of our sort of comfort zone and our set schedule and, you know, we stir things up, that's when the universe responds. So just a little Lynn tip of the day, I guess. all right, let's get to some callers. I don't know why I do keep hearing this name David over and over. We'll see if that comes up tonight on the Midwest. But don't get me started ahead of myself. Let me go to the first caller and see what's happening. Hi there. This is Lynn.
Lynn.
Hi, who am I speaking with?
Hi, it's Michelle. I'm calling from Canada.
Oh, hi, Michelle. How are you tonight?
I'm great, thanks. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. What part of Canada?
Alberta.
Oh, nice, nice. Well, what's your question?
I'm just curious what you see for employment. Please and thank you.
Interesting. Blah, 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 blah. I feel like there's, why do I go to 2 months ago around you? I'm kind of hearing 2 months. I'm just trying to see if that was 2 months you decided to change. I am definitely seeing a change coming.
Okay.
Something very positive and something you've been wanting.
Oh, good.
So
I
don't know if you
just. April.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Did you apply for something 2 months ago, or it could be that in 2 months you hear news?
Yes. So I did security clearance for a company. I haven't interviewed, but my security clearance will be done next week. It's a 50-day process.
Oh, nice. It's not that, you know, is this a government job?
Yes.
Yes, yes. That's funny. I was kind of focusing on that before I took any callers. Yeah, I feel really positive about it, and I'm sort of going to November for you, new beginning.
Oh,
so,
cool.
Yeah, and I definitely feel like it is a government position. I feel strongly about this, and I feel like you're going to get it.
Wow,
so,
awesome.
Yeah, just on a side note, I'm not going to tangents or anything, but is there like a Charles or Charlie around you?
My old boss was Charles, but besides that, no.
Oh, okay. Well, since we're talking about jobs, that could be it. Was he a nightmare?
No, actually, I quite liked him. Some people didn't like him, but I really liked him.
Okay. Okay. Well, maybe you're supposed to use him as a referral. I don't know. I just got the name Charles. So,
okay.
If you do have a good relationship, maybe something can still come through him, some recommendation or something. So,
very cool.
Well, keep me posted, and yeah, I definitely feel change and good news coming, and November's your month, so.
Okay, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. Have a good night.
You too.
Well, Alberta, Canada. Have I not been to Alberta? That would be a nice place to visit. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Hi there.
Hi, Lynn. How are you? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. Who am I speaking with?
This is Ola, And I have just a super quick confirmation and a quick question.
Oh, yes, Ola, we have talked before.
Yeah.
Yes. You're cute.
So the
good?
Yeah, really good. Really good. I know there's lots of people calling, so. But the confirmation, so I talked to you in June, and actually you mentioned a David name, so I don't know if that was for me or not. But you mentioned two companies by name, and one of them called last week, and the other one is an entertainment company. They haven't called yet, but another entertainment company besides that one called randomly last week as well. So, which is awesome. So you got the first name like right off the bat. I'm like, oh my God, Lynn said they were going to call, and they called, and I didn't even contact them. They contacted me first. So just wondering if you see any potential with those or something coming up.
Oh, fantastic. Well,
that's
definitely.
Cool. You got the name like right on. I'm like, oh my gosh, she literally said this company was going to contact me, and they did, and I didn't have to like contact them first. So cool. So thank you for that.
Well, I'm happy to hear that. Yeah, it's good to get confirmation. No, definitely. You know, there's no accident that I'd pick up these things for a reason. So I would say that is good news coming, and it's swirling around you.
Okay.
So I would say within, like, you know, 2 to 3 weeks, expect something moving forward.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess you can't say the name of the company, but is it in the LA area?
Yeah, and you also said that I would be moving back to the Southern California within 5 months.
Yeah.
And the next month will be the 5th month. So I was like, oh my God, it's going to happen. You were so dead on. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm still kind of feeling that, but that's okay. I mean,
yeah, that's fine.
It feels
yeah.
like it's going to be profitable and really worth
yeah.
it for you.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're right at that mark. So yeah, I would expect something coming in around the two to three weeks from now on a positive note. And I think is the David around you? It could be around the work.
You mentioned it might be around, David would be around work, is crazy that you kept saying, it could be for someone else, but I was just like, I should bring it up anyway, so,
I think it is around you, okay. All right, well, cool, we'll keep me posted,
thank you.
And thanks for the confirmation.
Yeah, and everyone, anyone who's listening, like, get a reading from Lynn because she's so dead on. She's amazing. So just want to let everyone know. It's crazy.
Oh, you're sweet. You're sweet.
Thank you.
All right, honey. Thanks
sweetie.
Talk so to
you much.
Soon.
Have a good night.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
You too. Bye. All righty. Let's go to the next caller. Hi there. This is Lynn.
Hi, Lynn. How are you?
I'm good. Who am I speaking with?
Lynn, this is Lena from Florida.
Who?
Lena from Florida.
Lena, have I talked to you before?
Yeah, you did talk to me a few months ago.
Yeah, I feel like I have. How are you?
I'm all right. I still have this nut job around me, Steve. It's been going on a year now. He's been playing his cat and mouse online, and he's relocated and told me he's going to be in November, but doesn't come forward in this relationship, and I'm getting very frustrated with him. I cut him off talking to him online because he's pretending to be other people to get information where I'm living, if I'm dating anyone. And last night I went out and
Is this your ex?
No, it's not my ex-boyfriend. No, it's just somebody that I know. But then he tells me he's in love with me and wants to be with me, but then I don't see him.
I'm really concerned about this person. I mean, number one, it's creating a block around you, but I'm actually very concerned about him. It's like almost stalkerish.
Yeah, he has been on my Facebook stalking me.
Yeah, I mean, you need to, whatever means, I mean, you need to cut him off if you have to even file a restraining order. Hopefully it won't get to that point.
Mm-hmm.
Lena, who's the S initial around you?
Did you say S?
Yeah.
That's his name. His name is Steve.
That's his. Yeah, exactly. Steve. Okay. Yeah, that's, I mean, this is the most important thing you have to do in the next month, and then things are going to open up for you on other fronts, but you have to kind of clear the energy because it's a very negative energy.
So what is his problem? He has some sort of mental problem? I mean, what is...
Yeah, literally, I mean, he's upset. He's, like, obsessed, and he's not emotionally stable. I mean, there's like a fine line, and when I'm looking at this and he crosses it, it is of concern. So please block him. If you have to call the authorities, do that, you know, because he's really upset.
He hasn't done it. He hasn't even done anything to me. They say they can't do anything. I mean, he doesn't even live around here anymore. I don't even know where he's living.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, it feels more like internet stalking and that sort of thing. It's so unfortunate that, you know, it's like they can't do anything until something, you know what I mean? But so take whatever precautions you can to protect yourself online and block him, and maybe, you know, don't be as public or whatever for a while.
He doesn't know anything where I live or where I go or where I work. He doesn't know.
Okay, but on a side note, you do have some positive stuff coming around that's long overdue. So, you know, Hank,
did meet a man.
Did you apply
last
for
night.
Something? Did you apply for a new position?
Yeah, I started a new job on the 19th.
Congratulations. Yeah, I see a new beginning, new job, new energy. So just focus on the good things, hang in there, you know, and just. Because there's going to be a shift in your energy once you start the new job. So, and there's love there, too. So.
I definitely need to change it. Thank you, Lynn.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Okay.
Keep in touch.
Right.
Have a good night. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, sometimes, you know, God, people online can be so intrusive. Oh, gosh. All right, let's go to the next caller. Hello.
Good evening. Hi, Lynn. This is Mary Ellen. How are you doing?
Hi, Mary Ellen. I'm good. How are you?
I'm great.
What's your location, Mary Ellen? What's your location?
I am in the mountains of Georgia.
Oh, nice. And what can I help you with tonight?
I am a client of mine has been out of the country, and he just got back in, and hopefully we can connect up this coming week to solidify our contract.
Okay.
And I was wondering if you see us getting that done this week?
A slight delay, but only by a couple of days. Yes. And are you in real estate?
No.
Okay, because there's something around real estate with you. Or somebody connected to you that feels important. So, I mean, if you're not connecting to that, just I'm sure you'll remember me saying this, but there is something around, I'm hearing property. Could
right.
be a family member, could be something, but there's something swirling around property.
Okay. We live in a rental house that we've lived in for six years. Are we buying this?
No, it doesn't feel like that.
Okay.
It could be somebody you come in contact with. I don't know. This person you're doing a deal with, are they involved in some sort of investing or I'm hearing investing?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, it's interesting.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
It's three-faceted. It's like three different things together with him. It's one is a one is has to do with hospitality. The other has to do with another business he's starting up that kind of all goes into that direction, and also his health.
Interesting. This is going to sound far-fetched, but there's something coming from someone. He may be buying a commercial property. Somehow you're going to be involved in business with somebody that purchases something around real estate and a business. So it's going to be a strong connection for you. I feel like it's him, since when I pick something up after we're talking about something, it's usually connected to that person. So I feel like there's more coming out of this business deal than initially planned, which is great.
Okay, and I had also been this came off left wing. I'm having a meeting with a gentleman on the 16th. And he wants to talk to me about, I don't know if it's sales or what it is, but he's trying to break into the hospitality industry. I just don't know that much about him. His name is Benny.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not getting a green light on that one.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I'm thinking he's not what he appears. So.
Okay.
Kind of a little caution on that.
Yeah.
I mean, nice guy, good intentions, but I'm not getting much of it. However, I do see like the 19th as a strong day for you and something going forward around business picking up.
Well, hopefully that's my client.
Yeah, no, that's going to come through, and there's more coming through that. And there's also the name Alan. Just remember that. Alan or N-A, male initial, Andrew or Alan.
And that has to do with
that
business?
Has to do with business, money, work. Yeah. Maybe the company is even called something Alan. That name comes through. So.
Okay.
All right. Well, keep me posted.
Thank you, Lynn. I will.
You're welcome. Have a good night. Bye.
You too, sweetie. Bye-bye.
Okay, I'm trying to get through to everybody. Let's go to the next caller. Hi there, this is Lynn.
Hi there, this is Jillian. How are you?
Hi, what's your first name?
Jillian.
Oh, hi, Jillian. Are you in Florida?
New York.
New York. Okay, why am I getting Florida? Okay, what's your question, Jillian?
I spoke to you a few weeks ago, and you said I would get a place in California by the first of this month. That didn't happen. For some reason, it looks like I'm going to have to stay here a little bit longer because I wasn't able to find a place there.
Okay.
So now I want to know, will I be able to find a place here in New York? Because I have to move out by the end of this month. I applied for one recently.
Well, it's interesting. It's funny. I had a client also in New York. This was years, and every time I did a reading for him, I was like, California. You know, timing's an interesting thing. Eventually you're going to end up here. I mean, that's just, I'm seeing that, you know, definitely 100%. Matter of timing, obviously, can be difficult sometimes in readings, but yeah, you will find a place there. But you will end up here eventually. So,
is it the one that I applied for? I just applied for one.
Have you applied for two places?
No, just one.
Okay. Tell me the location if you don't mind.
Like the exact address?
Well, just the general.
Sickle Street.
Okay.
Right now I'm on Payson.
Okay. I do feel positive about this. On a side note, I don't know why this is coming through the name Robert around you. but I just wanted to bring that up. But yeah, no, you will find housing. I'm not worried about it. I think you will get that.
Okay, and when do you think California will come up again?
I mean, I think it's going to start coming up for you again in 2017. So, you know, it may be another year, it may be pushed back another year, but I definitely see you eventually out here. So.
Okay, and do you think, what's the reason for me staying here?
we make choices, you know, and sometimes, you know, the choices we make are just what's around us in our immediate, you know, realm. So we do what's easiest sometimes and what's most convenient. But I think you'll see opportunity in California. You'll meet more people from this. It'll just lead you here. I mean, I don't know what else to tell you, the universe sometimes, but yeah, I mean, I don't think you'll be out there more than another year.
Yeah, I definitely feel that this was kind of like the easiest thing to do because this is kind of like what I'm used to, I guess. And
that's okay.
Wasn't happening fast enough.
And I mean, sometimes I'm way in the future, and my timing's the hardest thing to do in readings. But when I see something as a definite, I see the big picture. So I know you'll be led out here eventually, and you'll know when the timing's right because then you'll take action on it. But, you know, I guess there's a reason for you to be out where you are still for a few more months at least. And that may have to do with work and personal things. So it's not like it was a wrong choice. It's not like it was a wrong choice, but the time's just not right.
Yeah, I have two kitty cats, and I was just wondering how it would be for them to trap, to just pick them up and just go, and how, you know, so it was a little bit, the timing wasn't enough for me to plan all that stuff out.
Keep me posted. I mean, you'll be out in California. I look forward to that call.
Yeah, I'm visiting next month, so.
Oh, okay. So yeah, you are definitely going to be out here, but not. It's interesting. Maybe in visiting next month too, you'll meet some connections that'll be important for the future. So.
Oh, that'll be awesome.
All right. Okay. Well, have a good night.
Lynn.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Yeah, timing is definitely the hardest thing to do in readings. I'm usually pretty accurate, but sometimes, you know, my guides just give me the big picture, like, hey, you know, yes, definite. And then when I try to, like, reach for a time, sometimes it's given to me, sometimes it's not. And I think that has to do with, you know, people's choices. Can't always push somebody to make certain choices that, you know, are going to lead them there right away. Sometimes they have to go through what they have to go through. You know, please reach out to me. If I didn't get to you tonight, I apologize. I do offer, like I said, if you purchase any session, I will give you one free of equal value. And just know this, my readings are very, very in-depth. When I do private sessions, very, very specific. I know you won't be disappointed. So if you're having questions on business, dates, specifics, loved ones, whatever it is, please reach out to me. And if not, I will see you on my next radio show, hopefully, and get to you. And have a blessed evening. And thank you all for calling Blog Talk Radio. Good night.